Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 6th on the West Coast, now April the 7th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to also welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, especially those of you in the U.S. military. I think you're going to find tonight's show particularly interesting because of the information that's going to come from our guest. And it's definitely applicable to your situation, considering that many of you are in foreign countries and exposed to a lot of real vile stuff. We'll get into that a little bit deeper in a few moments. Also, we'd like to welcome those listening in on blogtalkradio.com. And we're happy that this show is being heard around the world on all the continents, and even in Hawaii, believe it or not, people are listening to us. Our prayers go out to those who are suffering through this unusually high amount of earthquakes that have occurred within the last couple of days, beginning on Easter Sunday, the 4th of April. Starting out in the northern Baja, Mexico region of the world and spanning out into California, Arizona. It's quite unnatural what's been occurring. The depths of these quakes are, if anyone has actually studied the frequency that they're occurring, they're in the high 500s the last time I looked, and that was early this morning. The time I lived in California, we got 3,000 quakes a year, and that was a lot. But these, and many were minor quakes. So our prayers are with those folks that may have suffered, some material damage to their homes or been injured. Certainly those in Mexico, we would do well for the whole planet to pray for those people and send them our love. Speaking of love, someone, the individual that we now refer to lovingly as the short-legged Mac Daddy in the White House, had the opportunity to throw the first pitch for the opening of the Washington Nationals baseball season, and the pitch was described on several websites as the sissy pitch. I know some girls and women who can really heave a baseball and a softball, throw a strike every time, and compete with many in the major leagues. Now, we don't expect the president to be an expert pitcher, although he's been pitching a lot of other stuff besides baseballs. And I have to say the pitch was pretty pathetic, number one, but the questions he was asked reveal another dimension of the obfuscation and the deceit that has come out of this man's mouth. Now, some of you supporters of the short-legged Mac Daddy are likely thinking that I'm attacking. I'm just making an observation here. But what I find interesting is one of the things that they use, you know, the entertainment industry and professional sports, which is has very little to do with athletics and has more to do with idol worship these days, is now a means through which those who follow sports can see the fraudulent nature and the false claims that this man makes. And I'm going to play you a short clip before we bring on tonight's guest. Listen carefully to how he responds to a very simple question about the Chicago White Sox. Listen to where this goes.
We do have to call you out on something, though.
What's that?
We said earlier you can take the president out of Chicago, but you can't take Chicago out of the president. You yeah. had to pull the Sox cap out, didn't you?
I want him, the Nats to do well. I love him. It's great for the city, but I'm a Southside kid,
sure.
And I've got to make sure that Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't get too angry with me.
And having played with the White Sox for a short time, I know how the Cubs fans and the White Sox fans go back and forth. Who's one of your favorite White Sox players growing up?
You know, I thought that, the truth is that a lot of the Cubs I like too. But I did not become a Sox fan until I moved to Chicago. Because I was growing up in Hawaii, and so I ended up actually being an Oakland A's fan. But when I moved to Chicago, I was living close to what was then Kaminsky Park,
right.
And went to a couple games and just fell in love. And the nice thing about the Sox is it's real blue-collar baseball.
Right.
You know, we always tease about the Cubs. They, they're up at Wrigley and sipping wine.
Playing those day games.
They're having a good time.
President.
Okay. Sipping wine, having a good time. Never answered the question about the White Sox. Brought up the Chicago Cubs. Then told another fib that my research has exposed about him growing up in Hawaii. When we knew that he's a product of Indonesia, product of the Rockefellers, and some DNA from Cleopatra, and I know that sounds like it's out there, but believe me, there's more truth in what I just said than anything he said in a minute and 20 seconds. And he lied before the whole world, certainly this nation. How is it that people in Hawaii, Oakland A's fans, did it have anything to do with the money laundering that went on? And of course, all of that is contained in my research. The point I'm making here, folks, is if you listen carefully to what is said, you don't have to believe what is said. Compare the facts to what was said, and you can even as a baseball fan, you can sense the lie. It's amazing the amount of commentary that came out of the mouths of and the minds of American people who see the fraudulent nature. Now, we're going to talk about the attack on the human body and the mind and really the soul, because we're involved in spiritual warfare on this planet today. And there are others like tonight's guest who are doing their part to combat this, doing it in a loving way, teaching you the reality of how our body is made and what our body requires to maintain optimum health. And to live a fulfilling life, and instead of living a life of illusion, instead of expecting someone else to save you, you can save yourself. And tonight's guest, who has been on Evident Footprints before, is going to return to talk about some of these issues. In fact, tonight we're going to talk about excitotoxins and parasites. These are the substances that are put into our food. And found in our environment and live in our bodies or reside in our bodies, and our bodies are engaged in a battle against these substances really throughout our whole life until we take responsibility for ourselves. Our guest is a psychokinesiologist, and he is an herbalist and a shaman, and he is one heck of a record producer with a track record 100 miles long, if not longer, and quite a musician as well, and music composer. And he's our good friend, who I'd like to welcome back to Evident Footprints, Dr. B. Sirius. Doc B., how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Can you make sure that your mic is close now?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a crackle there.
What about now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you could be a little bit louder still.
Testing.
Okay, that's a little better. Okay. I may ask you to speak up or just want to make sure we have a solid signal.
Okay.
Okay, Doc, how are you, first of all?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Been very busy. And, of course, I've been sort of juggling different stories and different issues. But this show has been moving into a phase of solutions. And we're doing it more and more. We're seeing people wake up, and they want answers to solve many of the problems. And I know that you had sent me an article, an excellent piece on excitotoxins, and I thought if you wanted to start with that, we could begin, because this is a very important problem, and it we'll find many of the answers that we're looking for in what you're going to discuss this evening.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start out by letting people know that I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher, I'm an herbalist, and I'm a person who was stricken with illness earlier in my life, which began to raise my consciousness on, being healthy in a place where, you have many of the corporations who are basically controlling our food supply, controlling our minds, controlling the media. We need more information, and this information is going to be found by doing research. I had to do lots of research to help save my life. And because of that, I do the work now of helping people help themselves. As a researcher, as an herbalist, as a nutritionist, I'm always looking for information out there that can explain why people are so sick. And one of the things that we find is that we're in an interesting time called the quickening. It's a time of change. It's the beginning of a paradigm shift in consciousness and a quantum leap in our evolution. We're actually moving now between the caterpillar state, going into the cocoon, and coming out as a butterfly. But in order to make this change, we must be healthy and aware. But most people are not. A very large portion of our society is eating substances called excitotoxins. Now, most people don't even know what excitotoxins are. But I say that if you really love yourself, your family, and your community, go look this word up. Because the information that's out there is just phenomenal on how these chemicals are being used in our food supply. So an excitotoxin is basically a substance, usually an amino acid, that reacts with specialized receptors in the brain in such a way to lead the destruction of nerve and brain cells. So what these are is your preservatives, things like MSG, aspartame, food enhancers, and many of the preservatives that we use. And they put them in food to make them taste better, to make them sit on the shelves longer. But what they do is they begin to burn out brain cells and nerve cells. I mean, let's say you had a nerve cell that was supposed to last, let's say it's supposed to last 30 days. The minute you put one of these substances into your body, certain nerve cells will fire, and it will fire irregularly for over a two-hour period and die. So if you're putting these materials in your head constantly, you begin to see that there's going to be issues with people with their cognition, intelligence, awareness, consciousness, survival instincts. These things begin to desensitize and inhibit the power for us to perceive exactly what's going on in our world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that they use these chemicals even in baby food, in baby formula. And now, why would you need to use these in baby foods? This is my question. If you know that autism is really big today, ADD, ADHD, all of these things, why would you be putting things in the child's food that can cause the brain itself to malfunction? To me, it sounds like some type of mind control.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely an agenda behind this because they're all doing it now, are they not?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know if all of them are doing it, because some companies are consciously attempting to put out a very good product.
Well, yeah, I don't mean the ones that are putting out, let's say, organic foods or holistic foods, but many are even claiming to put out organic food, and they have these substances in there. So
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is, in order to move to that next level, because we're going through this type of evolution right now, and our whole being is being changed. We're being augmented to a higher dimension, to another level of consciousness. In order to realize this, we're going to have to start reading labels, making better choices as far as what we eat. We're going to need to start cleansing our bodies, and we're going to need to look for words that are red flags. And I'm going to give you some of the words that you look for on products that will say that they're excitotoxins.
And would you suggest people write these down?
I'm going to give you a few.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Monosodium glutamate. Everybody knows that's MSG.
Yeah.
Glutamate. Glutamic acid. Hydrolyzed vegetable protein. Hydrolyzed protein. Vegetable protein extract. Hydrolyzed plant protein, autolyzed plant protein, hydrolyzed soy protein, plant protein extract, sodium caseinate, calcinate, yeast extract. This is the kind found in black bread spreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeast food or nutrient. Just the word nutrient. I mean, what kind of nutrient? You need to, you know, you got to be more descriptive here. Textured protein, autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed anything that says hydrolyzed is going to be an MSG or a derivative of MSG. Now, MSG is interesting because glutamate is a natural substance found in the brain. Glutamate helps the neurons fire correctly. It's almost like a messenger. It creates a spark across the synapses in the brain. Now, in World War II, the United States soldiers, or the American soldiers, whatever you want to call them, they would find Japanese foodstuffs that were still fresh and tasted really good. And they couldn't figure out how the Japanese were keeping their food tasting so wonderful. You know, and if you're out fighting, I mean, good food is going to help you fight better. But, you know, the American troops had very bland-tasting, sour-tasting food, you know, because it wasn't preserved in such a way where it kept those flavors. So scientists began to look at glutamate, which was in the kombu, Japanese foodstuffs.
Okay, you dropped out just for a
second. Can you hear me?
A second, yes.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Eat that left, yes.
So, as I was saying, the United States would capture the Japanese foodstuffs, and they found out that they were using kombu, which is a seaweed which has natural occurring glutamate. Now, what the United States government or certain corporations did was they figured out a way to make monosodium glutamate, which is a man-made substance.
It's synthetic.
From glutamate. It's synthetic. Okay. Yeah. When they did this, it became a flavor enhancer right away. It brought up the saltiness, the freshness, and the robust flavor of foods. So now the American troops could have foods that actually kept them feeling better, kept their spirits high. But at the same time, the troops began to be dim. Their minds were kind of under a certain spell. They noticed that people could be told certain things that may not have been totally true, but people would believe it. Because these substances, as I said earlier, they begin to play with your cognition. You see? Mm. They begin to play with your thought process because they're burning your brain cells. You see? So these foods later on, these substances, were adopted into the mainstream food supply. So that those foods that would sit on the shelves for a long period could sit there and have a longer sell-by date, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And they use them a lot in soups and breads and things like that, or natural beef or chicken flavoring and seasoning, spices, broths, bouillons, malt flavoring, stocks, you see? Things like that. They put that stuff in there, and now the stuff tastes good, but this is a taste that could kill you. Because it burns your brain cells up. It burns your nerves up, you see. Now, unbeknownst to the average person, there was a lot of research being done on MSG. And a lot of scientists said, hey, you can't use this stuff. This is really toxic. So what they did was they began to change the name MSG into other names so they could still slip it into the food supply, put it on the label, and most people wouldn't know. Like I said earlier, hydrolyzed anything. This stuff fries the brains. Now, what are we noticing? We're noticing so many people with ADD, ADHD. I'm going to give you a list of just a few of the things that are results of using MSG and also the aspartame. Aspartame is the sweetener that you find in a lot of your diet foods and these zero-calorie drinks and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both have the same effect.
Blue and pink.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a couple things here, and just tell me if you notice a little pattern. Autism, ADD, ADHD, depression, multiple sclerosis, fits of anger, bipolar disorder, irritability, forgetfulness, migraine headaches, dizziness, seizures, nausea, numbness, muscle spasms, weight gain, rash, chronic fatigue, insomnia, vision loss, hearing loss, heart palpitations, breathing difficulties, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, vertigo, memory loss, joint pain, parasites, brain tumors, epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, several liver diseases, Alzheimer's disease, mental retardation, lymphoma, birth defects, diabetes, arthritis, lung, and reproductive disorders. I mean, the list goes on and on. AIDS, HIV, allergies, obesity, infections. It just gets ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every disease that we're looking at today is connected either to mineral imbalances, parasites, or excitotoxins.
Yes, and most of what, not everything, but most of what you named, at least is centered in the head, in the brain, in the nervous
brain.
System, in the circulatory system.
Exactly. Now, I mean, think about it. The nervous system, it's the most important system of the body because it's what tells everybody. It's like the freeway. It's the communication. It's like the internet of the body. So if you have organs and organ functions that are not being calibrated correctly, they're not vibrating to the right frequency,
mm-hmm.
they don't have the right phone number, so you don't get the right call and response,
mm-hmm.
the body begins to fail. You need your nerves to work correctly to live. You see?
Yeah.
So when we begin to look at the body and look at the history of people on the planet, you'll find out that we're getting sicker and sicker. People have never been this sick. People are sicker today than they've ever been. People are dying from they just walk in a hospital and die, or wake up in the morning and die. They go to work and drink a little coffee and just die. And they're beginning to say, well, what? These are natural causes? Something is going on. Why would the FDA allow these products to be used in the food supply is my question. Why would the government officials who know about this allow this to be given to the people?
Because they're making enormous sums of money by licensing these products, and because half of their staff is supplied to them by the very pharmaceutical companies whose wares they condone.
Exactly. Anytime you see aspartame, aspirate, cysteine or L-cysteine, phenylalanine, soy protein concentrate, soy protein isolate, run. Because these products, immediately, soon as you put them in your mouth, begin to burn your brain cells out. Now, why would this happen at a time when we're moving into 2012? There's a huge shift of our whole lifestyles, everything. We're going through this evolution, you see? We're going through this great change. But think about it. Most people are walking around in a fog. Most people just have this blah, blah, blah attitude. Hey, I don't even care. Most people are desensitized.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't have the vibrancy as they had even maybe 15 or 20 years ago. You see? Now, some people are wide awake. Some people are very aware. And those people are the ones who are going to be the meek that will re-inherit the earth. But the average person today is brain dead because they're using excitotoxins, they're using preservatives, they're using artificial sweeteners, they're using oils that also begin to harden and shrink the brain. I mean, we now know that, you know, people with a lot of these brain illnesses like Alzheimer's, you know, we find that the brain is shrinking and it's dry. It's like what I call ashy brain. It's dry and ashy. It's dusty. It's cracking. Why? Because the next step is we begin to use oils like canola oil. We use oils like soy oil and this quote-unquote vegetable oil. What the heck is that? What vegetable? I mean, where did it come from? Where'd you get? I mean, why does it just say vegetable oil? It could be anything. You know, the same stuff you could stick in your car and run your automobile with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is this? You see, some people say, well, you know, I use nothing but olive oil. Well, the best olive oil is going to be in a very dark container. It's going to be very expensive, you see. But there are oils that actually are conducive for good health. One of them is going to be coconut oil. Now, it's got to be high-grade coconut oil, number one. Because if it's not high-grade coconut oil, then it's been heated, it's been tampered with, it's been processed. And that coconut oil is toxic to your body.
Yeah, and its so, vibration is going to be very low.
Or none.
Or none, so, yes.
So the coconut oil that you're going to look for is going to be organic, virgin, raw, unrefined, and cold-pressed. I'm going to say it again. It's got to say organic, virgin, raw, unrefined, and cold-pressed. All of those need to be on the jar, just not virgin, cold-pressed. Because, see, they can cold-press something and heat it later. You see, cold-pressed, I mean, what's the temperature of cold? Cold could be 500 degrees versus 15,000 degrees. That's colder. You see, you got to watch the wording. So we were on the search for a coconut oil that was, you know, one that was on this high vibration, and we found it in the Philippines. We met the lady who actually makes most or a lot of the different grades of coconut oil. And she told me something interesting. She said, you know, Americans don't use the high-grade coconut oil. They use, like, grade B, even your big-time health food stores, because it's too expensive. So we find that the coconut tree is called the tree of life. The people who live in the places where they use coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut meat, their cognition is very high. They're very healthy. They don't have a lot of the incidences of heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke. They don't have these incidences that we call normal now of everyday. I mean, it's ridiculous that this stuff is called dying from a natural cause. It just blows my mind. And, you know, I get to this point where I'm saying, are we, did some aliens come and take over and some seed pods grew and
there you go.
Our bodies? I mean, is this they live? You know what I mean?
you're touching upon a very important issue.
But, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
It's a deep thing.
Yes.
But when you use this coconut oil, you cook with it, you eat it, you put it in smoothies, you rub it on your skin, it begins to soften your tissues, and it's one of the things that helps to heal your body from excitotoxins. It also helps to protect your body from excitotoxins. Wow, just an oil? Well, remember, your nerves are made of oil. Your brain is like a big oil drum. You see? You can hold electricity better in a capacitor that's made of oil. You see, a capacitor is an electronic component mm-hmm. that holds an electrical charge until needed later.
Yeah, and it releases it according to, you know, the circuit that's designed to function with it.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Your brain is a capacitor full of crystals. It's an electronic device. It needs the proper voltage. It needs to be calibrated correctly. And the structure of it needs to be oil-based. Because your body is made of three things. Minerals, oil, and water. but the oil that most people are consuming is drying out their very tissue. It's drying the heart out. It's drying out the nerves. Now you go down and get your fast food or your, you know, your health food that's cooked is a really good thing. You haven't read the ingredients, and some of the things on there begin with an X and end with a number. You know, you're blind, deaf, and dumb. So you're using, in one hand, toxic things that have been known to kill rats dead. You know, a lot of these excitotoxins kill rats quickly. I mean, you know how hard it is to kill a rat.
That's why aspartame was invented, was to kill rats.
To kill rats.
Rat poison, and they sweetened it because rats are attracted to sweet things.
Exactly. But, and now we're eating rat poison.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that, cause, you know, but you said it, so.
You know, that's the truth. Let's call it what it is.
That's what it is. Rat poison. So, if you use coconut oil, organic, virgin, raw, cold press, that's what they call medicinal grade. It's a medicine. Eat it. Rub it on your skin. Another thing you can use is camu camu. This is a very special source of vitamin C. It comes from the rainforest. It's a berry. And camu camu has at least 2,000 times more vitamin C than any plant known on the planet. Now, you need vitamin C because it's essential for healing the blood vessels. It's essential for holding the body together. It's essential for detoxification. But most of the vitamin C we use is on the toxic side. It's a little too acidic.
Mm-hmm.
The camu camu berry, the type of vitamin C that's found in it, it's bound with a group of other minerals and other elements that makes it very acceptable to the human body. So you could take high doses of it and not be running to the bathroom or not be lightheaded. You know, you take a lot of vitamin C sometimes, you know, you shouldn't drive your car because you may not make it. You know, so this type of vitamin C is very good. This camu camu, that's C-A-M-U-C-A-M-U.
Yes.
Also, you know, I've been into this thing with parasites now since 1996. And we now know that parasites are responsible for many of the diseases that we have also. And lately I have discovered that there's a correlation between high populations of parasites in the body and excitotoxins and the lack of the proper oil. Whoa, wait a minute. What are we saying? We're saying that by putting excitotoxins in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
The electrical potential of the body is out of balance.
Yes.
Once the electrical potential of your nervous system and your entire vibratory system is out of tune, it's like playing a piano, you know, just banging on a piano with your elbows. Bang!
Yeah.
It's out of tune. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't feel good. The body is an instrument. It has to be tuned. You see? These excitotoxins take the body out of tune.
Yeah.
The parasites are listening to bad tuning. They're listening to somebody that's singing flat. They're looking for somebody that's eating fast food or somebody that's eating on the go. You see, they're looking for somebody that's not washing their hands constantly. They're looking for a body that they can live in that will be a perfect host. The perfect host for the parasite is a body that's toxic and out of tune.
And would you say acidic as well?
Acidic also.
Okay.
They love an acidic environment.
Yeah. Now, while you're speaking, I'm getting this image. If we were to compare the synapses in the brain as spark plugs, let's say, in an automobile, wouldn't you say that when they're out of balance or the frequency is lowered or they're killed off by these excitotoxins, then it's sort of like needing a tune-up or a replacement of the spark plugs.
Exactly. Now, just imagine that spark plug, after firing and getting dirty, you get carbon.
Yeah.
All kinds of different buildup of metals and, you know, spent energy built up on that spark plug. So you can't get the arcing across the from the anode, right?
Mm-hmm.
all the way across the ground. You can't get it. You can't go from positive to negative. You get nothing. You get no flow. There's no arc. So you're exactly right. It's like having spark plugs that don't fire. You see? So you go to start your engine, and maybe you have a couple spark plugs that are working a little bit, so the car still runs a little bit. But you don't know that day by day, your body's being burned out. So each day you drive your automobile, you see, and it's having less and less energy. You have less and less potential. You can't meet your goals. You start saying, I don't feel young again anymore. I don't feel as energetic. I got this brain fog. I'm tired all the time. I got chronic fatigue. And the doctor says that I'm getting older. No, what you're getting is a system that's being burned out because you are putting substances in the body that's shorting out every circuit board in your body, because the body is an electrical circuit.
Yeah.
See? Now, once your body is not operating correctly, your nerves, your nervous system, which is connected to your immune system, cannot tell your immune system that there's a problem. So the parasites move in because there's no one guarding the door. Parasites move in to eat the dead and decaying tissue, especially around the nerves. Now, notice you have more nerves, they say, or more neurons in your digestive tract, in your stomach, than almost anywhere else in the body. They say there's more brain cells in your stomach, in your gut, than there may be in the head. That's that gut feeling we get.
I've met a lot of people that would be the perfect example of what you just described. Many of them are in politics, by the way.
Hey, watch it now. But a lot of people can't feel their gut. You know, they don't have a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Unless somebody tells them something and writes it down, you know, they don't believe it. They can't feel it anymore.
Yeah, Doc, I don't mean to jump around, but you're saying something, and this thought keeps springing up in my mind. I would guess it was somewhere around 1987 or 1988. I was reading a book about, and I don't recall the name of the book, probably because of the excitotoxins that I ingested sometime between then and now, but not intentionally. But this book was about neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
And they were describing the left brain, right brain thing, and how our logical thinking systems and our emotional side of our brain are connected with the synapses. And they were... But when you get into linguistic programming, this is another method of mind control. So it's almost as if this was set up, first of all, physiologically, to weaken the body, to disable the body, or to put the body in a weaker state, lowered vibration. Then the mind becomes more receptive to imagery and we're not using our discernment, certainly, but that's not necessarily a process that occurs in the mind. You did describe what happens to the heart and the circulatory system and the whole being, in essence, in lowering its frequency and being out of kilter with itself. So I wonder, you know, if you've had any experience in that area. I wish I remembered the name of the book because it was very interesting. You know, today we're going through, I think, the highest amount of neuro-linguistic programming ever seen on this planet or heard.
Well, see, neuro-linguistic programming can be used for you or against you.
Yes.
See, what they did was they began to study the way people's bodies move, body language, versus what they were projecting, saying, or thinking. And they noticed a correlation between certain movements and certain facial, you know, certain facial movements that had to do with what a person was thinking. They noticed that when a person looked to the left, they were accessing the past. When they looked to the right, they were accessing what they call the construct future, which is a future that hasn't happened yet. But when a person's eyes stay straight and forward, than they're looking at right now living in the moment. Okay? Now, if you watch people on television, what I call television,
mm-hmm.
you watch the way their hands move. I used to watch Walter Cronkite. And this guy seemed to me like a master hypnotist. The way he moved the paper, the way he was in Vietnam, it's like 120 degrees. He's got on a trench coat. This thing is hot. He's got to be sweating. Why would he have this on? It's because, you know, it takes your mind to make you think that he's an authority figure like Sherlock Holmes, and he's really there in Vietnam. You don't know where the guy
is. It's his costume.
it's a setup, you see?
Yeah.
But the brain begins to program based on cognitive dissonance these things that are not true as the truth. You see? You see, that's what you need. You need an authority figure, somebody on television or on the radio or somebody in the newspaper with a deep voice like this. And that's the way it is. That's all you need. Then you need to send a signal in that is not pure. It's a discord. It's not harmonically tuned to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Once you begin to get this message over and over from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now into 2010, the average person doesn't know the truth. The average person is so connected to texting. They're so connected to their television. They're so connected to what people are saying. They're so connected to the Facebooks and the commercials and all of this stuff. They don't know. They can't feel. They don't know when they're being lied to. They don't know their own truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started out with Santa Claus. I mean, come on, your parents, the authority figures, which were like gods in your life, sold you on a lie. So from that day on, from that point on, you began to live a lie unless you woke up from the deep sleep and followed the yellow brick road.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it was only Toto that knew the truth. Toto knew. Toto was the serious dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He pulled the curtain back. You see, this is what we have to do today. Pull the curtain back. To pull the curtain back, you're going to have to stop eating. Drink water. Stop eating trash. I mean, if you just take one day, drink water and lemon. One day. Do you know that all of a sudden your neurons, which begin to fix themselves really quickly, the brain can rewire itself quickly, okay? One day a week not eating would change your life. Or if you took that one food which you seem like you can't live without, something that you know has got excitotoxins in it, pull that one thing out and put coconut oil on your bread instead of margarine or butter. Just you can change one or two things. And all of a sudden, this fog begins to clear. You begin to wake up. Then you can take something else out of your life, like the habit of waking up with this alarm clock, you know, this alarm clock close to your head. Mm. If you tell yourself at the seed time is just before you go to sleep. If you say, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m., and just say that over and over quietly to yourself, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. Until you fall asleep, do you know you'll wake up at 7 a.m.? Because the subconscious mind, as you were talking earlier, is the world's greatest computer. It knows everything. It's connected directly to what they call the Akasha. The Akasha is the knowledge of all things, all times, all dimensions happening at once.
And we can tune into that.
We are tuned into it, but not many of us have the antennas.
Mm-hmm.
to pick up. And we don't know which radio station to turn to.
Yeah.
See? So we all have the subconscious that is like the crew of a ship that's ready to do whatever we tell it to do. But the conscious mind, which only controls 10% of your world, okay? Because the conscious mind can process 4,000 bits of information a minute, a second. The subconscious can process 40 million or more bits of information a second. Okay? The subconscious doesn't give orders. It takes orders from the conscious mind. But the conscious mind has all these filters. It's built on all these beliefs and things, all this stuff that you got growing up in, you know, because the average adult is living life based on conclusions made as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Twinkies are good. I need Twinkies. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Jemima. I mean, that's like my mother. Wow, Aunt Jemima, isn't that your mother? No, that's not your mother. This is an image created for you.
You see? What's in the box? What's in the bottle? You see? Is there a genie in the bottle that can help your genes awaken, or is the genie putting you to sleep? So what I'm saying is, if you begin to change certain habits, go to sleep at a different time. Begin to talk differently. Change your language. Change your life. It's one of the classes I do also.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I can't, and I'm going to try. You know, things like that. Use more positive, proactive words. Start pulling the excitotoxins out of your life. And get rid of your parasites. Because your parasites, they're connected directly to your nervous system. And what the excitotoxins have destroyed, the parasites plug into the synapses of certain nerves and send a new message to your brain. And the message is, go in the store and eat junk. You're hungry. You've got to eat, John. John, you've got to eat. So you say, well, I'm going to eat some vegetables. I'm going to eat vegetables. You get in the vegetable aisle. John, you need chicken. So you run over, look at the chicken, and chicken is already pre-barbecue sauced. I mean, I saw some food the other day. It was pre-sauced. Meat products, fish with a sauce on it. What is that sauce? And how come the meat is just sitting there red when blood doesn't look like that?
Mm-hmm.
These are all excitotoxins, preservatives. Now, you went in the store with the mental image of doing the right thing for your body. But when you got there, this voice comes. John, you need Fritos. You know Fritos are toxic. They got canola oil. Who knows what else is in them, because they don't have to put everything on the label, because 10% of the thing that's in it is their secret, you see? So you eat this junk, and it takes you deeper and deeper into a sleep, you see? And you're like a stupor. You can't wake up.
Yeah.
You become stupid. So you listen to a show like yours that's giving a lot of truth and can't even hear it. Oh, this guy's on the radio. You hear this guy? He's nuts. I can't believe he's saying these things.
Well,
I can't believe he's on. That's why he's on late at night on the internet, because he's not telling the truth. I mean, my mainstream radio station is great. You know, my mainstream television, they're telling the truth. They got suits on. I can see these guys. You see, because you begin to believe in the lie.
Mm-hmm.
See? And you get to the Wizard of Oz, and you can't see behind the curtain. Because you can't pull the curtain back. And Toto, which was killed because you gave him some excitotoxins, you know, they're giving it to dogs now, too.
Yeah.
Just in case your dog, you know, I remember when they had the O.J. trial. They were trying to get his dog to talk. And they had a dog psychiatrist there trying to talk to the dog. Did you see anything? The dog's like, look, I've been poisoned, too. I didn't see nothing. I don't know anything. Because even the animals are getting this. They're getting it because they're spraying it on vegetables. They're spraying this stuff on everything. So what you've got to do, you've got to make some changes in your life. And they don't have to be big changes. Read labels. Get rid of these parasites. Tapeworms, pinworms, flatworms, schistosomiasis, flukeworms, whipworms. I mean, there's over 2,000 types of parasites that live in your body. And a couple of them, they're not even sure if they're from the planet Earth. What'd you say, Dr. B? A couple of these parasites may not be from the Earth. And you say, well, there's nothing could live in space. What are you talking about? Well, when they go up in the space shuttle, when they come back, they put them in quarantine 10 days to 2 weeks. Why? There's nothing living in space. What are we worried about? Because there's microbes and life forms that we don't understand living everywhere. Interdimensional, extra-dimensional. You know, there's macro life. There's things that they just found swimming around the DNA called imaginal cells. They didn't even know what these things were.
Well, they're creating some of these things in laboratories, too. So
exactly.
And I wanted to touch quickly on something here, because there's a recurring theme. All these substances, these excitotoxins, these food additives, these flavor enhancers, these special oils, and using the words natural or fresh or enhanced or whatever terminology they want to use to make it seem to be more authentic and more appealing, are various forms of synthesis. Now, We're not talking about photosynthesis, where a plant or a vegetable or a fruit, a living organism that we would eat off of a tree or a stalk, for example, would naturally exist because it's able to produce that or transduce the natural light, the natural information of the universe, to be consumed by the body and to give life to the body, not destroy the body. So these things, these synthetic things, lower the frequency because they're artificial. They do not support life. That's the main point I want to make.
See, what you're saying, I'm glad you mentioned transducing. Because a transducer turns an electrical signal into a physical movement, which is like a speaker.
Yes.
That takes electrical sound and turns it into sound waves that you can hear.
Yeah.
Or a microphone that turns sound waves into electrical impulses.
Mm-hmm.
These things are throughout our body. We're full of these transducers, resistors, capacitors, transistors. We're full of this. This is what, you know, all of our electrical circuitry that we use around us, from cell phones to watches or televisions, are all based on the human body, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you are getting a signal that is being changed, it's being transduced or transmutated, okay, or transliterated.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at these Libby's peas and you say, wow, this is good, wholesome food. But you go back and you find that there was a time when there was no peas. There was no green peas. Where did they come from? There was a time when there was no spinach. It was no such plant as spinach. There was no such thing as a carrot. There were yams. Huh. There were all kinds of green natural plants, like amaranth. You see? There were all kinds of natural grains. There was no wheat till about 4,000 years ago. You see? Man is making or synthesizing things. Then they're playing with your head through cognitive dissonance to make you think that these are natural. They are made through hybridizing, crossbreeding, or what is called agriculture, getting plants to grow all season long. I mean, I remember, you know, back east, they had these big domes out in these fields. It used to be tobacco fields. And they were growing iceberg lettuce in the dead of winter. That's why they called them iceberg lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
They manipulated some plant. They could get it to grow all year round and get it to grow anywhere. You see, plants are put on the earth in certain places to pick up a certain vibration, to do a certain amount of work in the place that it's at. And there's usually a certain amount of minerals, sunlight, and magnetism in that node or in that point that potentializes it as the plant that it is, so they can do the work. It can give you something because it has something to give. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now we're beginning to eat so many foods that never were naturally plants. They're artificial plants, even animals. I mean, a dairy cow is not a natural thing. People argue with me all day. I said, look, you need to go do the research. This thing is made through animal husbandry. The bull at the bullfight is a natural bull. You see, he fights to the death. You're not taking any milk from him. He's going to go for it. Now, these cows that stand around in the middle of the farm, they don't run away even when the fence falls down. You know, chickens, I mean, you can just walk up to a chicken and just grab its neck and it don't even blink its eyes. I mean, you think this is a natural animal? Do you see? We're eating them because we've been eating them for a long time and we think they're natural.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that your food supply has been manipulated. They've manipulated animals. They've manipulated people. And this is what a certain group of people do. But we're at a time where we are at the evolution moving from the iron, or we actually went through the Iron Age. We went into the Rust Age. How you like that, Don?
Yeah.
We're now moving from the Rust Age to the Golden Age. This is a beautiful time to be alive because we can get on the internet like this and have a show and talk about whatever we like. We can travel. We can meet people all over the world. There's knowledge everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no excuse like there used to be. See, my parents didn't know. So when they were giving us Rice Krispies, you know, when they were giving us Wheaties and what was that one? Captain Crunch, which was a candy that used to make me, you know, I couldn't sit still in school. So
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. You see? You know, my parents didn't know. They did the best they could do. But we have the knowledge now to change things. When you change things in your body, you change the biorhythms. Your body begins to wake up. I put together a total body paracleanse program. I started this in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically for parasites. And there's over 100 and something different herbs in six bottles or six tonics that you take over a 28-day period. And it helps to get rid of parasites. It helps you sleep deeply. Well, why do you need to sleep deeply? Because if you don't sleep deeply, your batteries don't charge. You don't, your battery, your body battery needs to be at a high potential, like the Ever-Ready battery. It needs to be able to go on and on and on. But we don't sleep deeply because, number one, there's too much information coming into our heads, too much to think about, too much using the left brain, which is, as you were talking about earlier, has to do with numbers and logic and trying to figure things out. I mean, you can't figure anything out. I figured this out, that you can't figure anything out. You know, either it happens or it don't. When it happens, you'll know when it happens. But the smartest people in the world, the most intelligent people in the world only know about the past. They don't know about right now because right now never happened. Okay?
Yeah.
So what happens is if your mind is working too much, you don't sleep. If you're sleeping on a house that's on concrete, concrete pulls all the electrical potential out of a battery. Take a car battery or even an Ever-Ready battery and just leave it on concrete. After 12 hours, it'll never be charged again. It could never work. It sucks all the potential because it's made of limestone and it's calcium, you see. Calcium has an electrical pull.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sleeping on these concrete beds, you see, and we're thinking too much. So what happens is you don't sleep well. If you don't sleep well, the body can't fix itself. It's like when they work on the highways, freeways, and byways. They can't work on them in the daytime. There's too much traffic. So when you sleep deeply, this is when the body heals. The average American doesn't sleep good. We got too much on our mind. We got too much to do about nothing. We're thinking about stuff that we can't even figure out. We're worried about the recession. I mean, come on. How come all of a sudden now we got a recession? We've had other ones that no one told us about. We didn't know about them, so they didn't bother us.
We've had the most recent recession is about 80-some years old.
This is what I'm trying to say.
You know?
Most people have lived on Earth through a recession. They've been here, ups and downs. Okay, we're having an up, we're having a down.
Mm-hmm.
Some things give, they take. Some things come, they go. I mean, well, you got to be ready for this. It's like a wave. You know, it's up and down. So
yeah.
All of this stress causes the person not to sleep.
Okay, now, Doc, we lost your audio. Oh, we got to try to bring him back there. I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get Doc B back on the show right away here. And I expect he'll be back.
Are you there?
Yeah, we lost you for a second.
So as I was saying, in the cleanse, there's something to help us sleep deeply.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is you got to clean and rebuild the liver. Because, see, the liver has over 150 different functions in the body. It basically runs the system. But the liver holds on to anger and fear. Actually, it holds on to anger, and the kidneys hold on to fear. If you don't rebuild the tissue of the liver, then you're angry all the time. A lot of people have this anger, and they don't even know why they're mad. It's being held in the liver
and
because
that's
it hasn't been released.
Wouldn't you say that's a very low frequency, too, that fear frequency?
It's very low. I mean, it's false evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
Fear.
Yes.
I mean, it didn't even happen. And then the average person becomes inferior. You see? They have an inferiority complex. I mean, think about that. That means you're always in fear. You think you're not this, and you think you're not good enough, and you think you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who asked? You know, I mean, why are you making this judgment on yourself? You see? You know, but we do that because of the world that is presented to us. It's Hollywood.
It's all illusion.
You see?
Yeah.
So we have to rebuild the liver, clean the liver, rebuild the kidneys. So there's substances in there that does that. There's also substances that rebuild and balance the hormones. The hormones are chemical messengers. Now, how many of us are killing the messenger? You get a message every day, and you kill it by eating the wrong food. Your hormones get off.
Mm-hmm.
We think that menopause is normal. We think that men's sex drive right around 60 or 70 should drop, and, you know, they really don't want anything anymore. I'm just going to watch the ball game. That's not natural. There's people all around the world still living their lives and being vibrant, you know, into the 90s and even 100s. You don't hear about them on the 6 o'clock news, you see? Why? Because they want you to think that the world is in this little pigeonhole, you know? So this cleanse works on all the body tissues. But what we found was very interesting. People do the cleanse and say, Dr. B, you know, I feel like I woke up from a deep sleep. My consciousness is clear. I can hear like I never heard before. I can see better. You know, one lady called me. She says, Dr. B, I just want to thank you. I got rid of a 249-pound parasite. I said, huh? My husband. He's been training me. I've been the host for years. He's never done anything. I was like, wow, this thing is making people wake up to reality.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just recently when I tied it in and looked at the herbs in it and realized that this cleanse is not only getting rid of parasites, it's healing the nervous system from excitotoxins.
Now, would you say there's a direct connection between the neurological functions of the brain and the excretion of hormones, say the thyroid, the pituitary gland?
Exactly. Okay. Of course. I mean, first of all, your glands excrete hormones, but then we're eating hormone-like substances that are in plastics, plastic bottles. Plastic bags, you know, plastic shrink wrap. I mean, we use so much of this stuff, it's ridiculous. And it outgasses into the food, okay? It's never dry. It's cured. So it's outgassing into the food, and it creates what they call xenoestrogen. Xenoestrogen are estrogen-mimicking chemicals. They're not estrogen. They're estrogen-mimicking. Now, estrogen is important, along with all the other hormones in the body. If estrogen is out of balance, everybody goes out of balance. If you have estrogen-mimicking chemicals in the body, then your body begins to excrete estrogen because we have too much extra estrogen. Say that real fast. You see? So now we don't have enough estrogen, so the body begins to make more, so we have estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominance has been linked to cancer. Because estrogen dominance causes your cells, it causes the tempo or the beat or the rhythm of your cells to be too quick. It causes cells not to go through apoptosis. Apoptosis is programmed cell death. So you got a group of cells here that they're not dying when they need to die for a couple of reasons. One, because of the estrogen dominance. Two, because of the excitotoxins and preservatives, which have preserved a cell which should be dead. Think about that. It's like a raisin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, raisin is really like a dead grape, but it's not totally dead. It's just almost dead because you preserved it with, you know, what do they use? I can't even remember the name of it now. They use it in all the Ramus. Sulfur dioxide. Listen to the name. Sulfur, dye. Whenever you hear that word, dioxide, dye and oxide together are not good. Oxides themselves are toxic. Dioxides are super toxic. Think about that. You're eating some raisins. It causes your cells to be preserved, and they don't die at the right time, so your body doesn't make new healthy cells, so you begin to age. You see? But back to the coconut oil again. Coconut oil makes those cells that are supposed to die and die at the right time, and helps using the oil substances, the lignins is what they call them, they begin to build new healthy cell matrices, you see? So the coconut oil is going to help your body renew itself and push some of those toxins out. The Total Body Paracleanse program, with over 100 and something herbs in there, are going to get your body to reduce the buildup of toxins, move your body from deficiency to efficiency. Now you can fight off the parasites. Once you fight off the parasites, once you get rid of your excitotoxins, all of a sudden Dorothy can figure out that she's had the slippers on all the time, and she can tap them together three times and get home. You see? But if you are just living your life and you're just out there, because the average person is just out there right now on a limb, they're just like clones. And if you don't want to listen to truth because you can't hear truth and you're too caught up in waiting for your politician or the newsman or your reverend or your whoever, your parents or whoever to tell you truth, because if you're waiting on that and you can't feel truth, then you're under some type of control. You're like a living dead. You're like the zombie. You see? I'm saying that by listening to my words, some people are waking up. Some people hear exactly what I'm saying and exactly what I'm not saying. They're able to feel and read between lines. You see? Parasites, excitotoxins, and oil. Anoint yourself with oil from the tree of life. Just doing those three things will change your life. Shopping at farmers markets. Eat home cooked food as much as possible. Get rid of chlorine. I mean, why are we bathing in chlorine? This is archaic. Do people know what chlorine does to the human body? It's what they call, it's necrotizing the tissues, the mucosa, or the mucus lining in the lungs. It dries the skin out. You see? And we're in the shower singing in the morning. You know, we got the deep voice because we're happy. So you're taking in more oxygen, which is taking in more chlorine. Then you go over to the sink and you brush your teeth with fluoride. Fluoride! It's another rat poison. Why would we be brushing our teeth with fluoride? Because someone said it's good. It's for healthy bones. Well, you know, they found the mummies in Egypt, and they haven't found any cavities in their teeth yet. They didn't have fluoride. In fact, we find that fluoride, when it pops on the scene, all of a sudden everybody starts getting more cavities. You see, along with white sugar and a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why fluoride? Well, actually, what the teeth need is called fluorine. Why do they use fluoride? You see, like suicide, like genocide. You don't have to do a cutting, have to do a killing. Why do we use fluoride? Because someone told us to. Look at the soaps we use. Most of the soaps have benzene. Benzene is the same additive they put in your gasoline so that the lead doesn't show up. It's in most of the soaps.
And the pharmaceutical
drugs. Then we go eat fast food.
Yeah, pharmaceutical.
We run to the dry cleaner. You know, I want my clothes tomorrow. I couldn't understand why every time I went to the dry cleaner, I just got funny. I'd be on the way to do a lecture, and I couldn't even remember what I'm supposed to be talking about. My shirts are clean because of the dry cleaning chemicals. It's a dry cleaner. I mean, how is it doing this? How is something dry cleaning your clothes? It's a chemical. And then you take your pharmaceutical drug. You smoke your cigar, you smoke your cigarette. You see, what I'm saying...
Okay, Doc, your signal is... we've lost your signal. I think you're still with us, but we've lost your voice. So if you can still hear me, check your connection there. No, we lost his connection. We're going to try one more time to bring him on, folks. Hang in there. The miracles of the internet are at work here. Hopefully he hasn't dropped off completely, meaning for the night. In any event, we'll patiently wait here while we're trying to connect with Dr. B. I'm getting an indication that he's coming back.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, we'll have to try again here and see one more time if we can get him.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Well, folks, here we go. The miracles of bringing the truth out and the synthesis of communication. All right, let's try it one more time here. See if we can be back on the line. Well, this very interesting show tonight. I want to give Doc B's website.
Oh, I'm back.
He's back. All right, great. I was just commenting that the miracles of technology have once again appeared.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, to sum this whole thing up, we are living at a time that's a beautiful time because we can change everything about ourselves at this time.
Yeah.
But we have to change the habits that we've created during the last 6,000 years. We've been through 6,000 years of darkness, what's also called the time of do evil. And it's because we have been so far, or we've been leaning far away from the center of the galaxy. But now we're beginning to lean back again. This is a 24,000-year cycle. We're at a time now where our consciousness is awakening, and our DNA is beginning to repair itself. But the average person is not going to wake up because of what they do. You see, what they eat, how they think. Change the way you think. Have a more positive outlook on things. Eat the best food you can possibly eat, and don't eat so much. You see, cleanse your body. Do a parasite cleanse at least 4 times a year when the seasons change. This is the best time to do a parasite cleanse. For those of you who are interested in using my cleanse, it's called the Total Body Program. You can go to elevationtime.com. That's elevationtime.com. You go there and you'll see the Total Body Program, and it has everything that you need in that kit to resurrect your life, to begin to be healthy again. Also, you'll see the coconut oil there. And if you're in Los Angeles, I do lectures. In fact, I'll do one this weekend. And you can even call my store at 323-931-1212. That's 323-931-1212. That's in Los Angeles, California. Or you can hit me on email at docb737@me.com. So that's the ways you get in touch with me. It's time to rise. It's time to change the way we do things. But first, we got to cleanse out the garbage from the past and let that stuff go.
Now, Doc, if I can comment on everything you've said tonight as a means of sort of tying all this together, because there's a lot of information, and I think you did a great job, as usual, of presenting it in a logical and easy to understand way. Many people are in denial because of this fear. You know, if we consider, for example, okay, now we've just lost Doc B, so I'm going to try to bring him back because I want to make a comment and elicit a response here. Let's hope. We're going to get this recording again.
Please check the number and dial again.
We'll try one more time here. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Amazing, the technology. The truth's coming out right here.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We have to listen
Please
to this at least
the number
twice.
And dial again. 061T.
Oh boy, 061T. Let's write that down. Okay, maybe we can try again. Okay, it's saying that he's not even with us any longer. He's offline. Well, let's try one more time here. Again, the website that Doc B gave out, elevationtime.com, is his website, and he's got some products there.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Okay, we checked it. We know we're dialing the right number. We're going to try again. His products are featured on his homepage.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We heard you,
please,
ma'am.
Check the number and
Thank
dial
you.
Again.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. we'll hope we can connect one more time. I know he's sitting there waiting. All right. And I have a feeling that this time it may work. Let's see. Okay. So he's got the basic Paracleanse program and a total body Paracleanse program.
I'm back.
Okay. I was just telling the audience, you see what's happening here. What is going on?
You know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. The truth is coming out. And what I was just saying. I was summarizing this whole thing. People are in denial because of fear, and you mentioned their stress and problem solving. They're spending all day trying to figure out problems or solve problems, which are really illusions. They've been presented a whole list of illusions, and they're not seeing reality because they can't think clearly. And when they're given information, there's an information overload because it conflicts with these belief paradigms that have been controlling them for so many years. Now, this is not to criticize these people, but to say at some point, if the person inside themselves, in their heart, wants to make a change, wants to change the conditions in their life, their prosperity or abundance, whatever you want to call it, their health, their well-being, their status in life, they have to take responsibility for that themselves. No one else can do that for them. They themselves have to take responsibility and quit being dependent, which all these substances make them. They make them dependent on the taste, on feeding the fix of, you know, the craving to have that, because many of these substances are addictive, aren't they?
Exactly. And They're like crack, a lot of them, like this high fructose corn syrup. It's one of the worst things you can put in your body. It's in a whole lot of the cereals and children's food. And we wonder why the children are having ADD, ADHD, and autism. It's if you look at what you're giving the child, look at what we call food for children with cartoons and all this fun stuff on it. This is what we're giving them, you see? You see, a lot of us have become too positive. Positive means posing or stuck. That's what the word positive means.
Mm-hmm.
The word negative means negative. It is flexible. In electronics, the negative side of the electrical circuit creates the atoms. The positive side, which is the anode, it only makes a spark. It can only do one thing. So we got caught up into this thing about think positive, think positive. Well, think positive means to think stuck, to stay one way. I'm saying we might need to be negative, negative, open up, be flexible, be willing to look at another way of thinking, at least try to look at the other side of the fence. See, even with the foods I mentioned tonight, some people will say, you know, I don't believe them. Well, go do your own research. At least I've excited you. You see, and I'm going to get you to go do some work, not like the excitotoxins that excite you and burn your cells out. I'm saying, hey, if you don't like what I'm saying, that's okay. But go do your own due diligence. Go do research. You'll find the information if you're looking for it. But it's a matter of each person, as you said earlier, making a choice. It's your choice. And you need to have an informed choice when you choose. You need to know both sides of this thing. The problem that I'm having with parts of this of the media is we only get one side of the story.
Oh yeah, you know, we could have played music in the background and made this whole show sound like a commercial.
Exactly.
Okay, but you see, the purpose of the music in the commercial is to it's a subliminal control mechanism that sets the mood, sets the bed for your perceptivity. And as a result, you know, you identify products with songs. You'll hear people sing the fast food song as they're going into the place or leaving the place or talking about going to the place. And it's convenient. We have the word con in there. That should say something right there. But the convenience of things is our downfall. We set ourselves up for self-sabotage when we look for convenience, because it might take 5 or 10 minutes to really prepare something healthy for us, but we can go inside and they've got it waiting there, ready for us, in the paper, in the plastic, in the cardboard, and or in the bag, and they hand us some parasites too, at the same time when we pay them the money. And they hand us the food and the parasites. And can we really even call it food? Because eating is about nourishment, is it not? It's not about poisoning the body, but we've accepted that as a society. We've fallen prey to it. We've raised our children. And you know, the media is equally guilty. The medical community, I feel, is equally guilty because they know unsuitable these foods, I put that in quotes, are their inability to support life. They destroy life. They have to. And that's what keeps the medical community in business. So wrapping up, Dr. B, if you'd leave us with a closing comment, and again, if you want to give out your website, by all means, do so.
I'd like to say that each one has to teach one. We have to share information and be truthful, be honest. It's one of the greatest things we could do as Americans, or whatever you want to call us here in North America, is to be truthful, because we've been living a lie for a long time. We've been eating foods that are not foods. They're Frankenfoods, you see. We've been controlled by human parasites, which have used us as a host, like in The Matrix, draining our electricity, draining our knowledge, draining our creativity. We've eaten foods that have parasites in them, which are life forms that use us as a host once again. Then we have these interdimensional parasites, or what I call emotional parasites, which are ideas and habits that we've had since a child that we need to break.
Mm-hmm.
There are techniques that can help break them. And, you know, if you go to my website, ElevationTime.com. It's ElevationTime.com. We help people help themselves, you see, by giving them good nutrition, food for thought, balancing the two sides of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 323-931-1212. And I'm going to be doing a class really soon on music. I'm going to take a group of people to the recording studio, and we're going to make a recording. These are people who are not in the business, who would like to know about consciousness. I'm going to use the equipment in the studio to show how you can limit and expand and compress and equalize different events in your life to create a high potential, to create beauty, to create love. But we're going to use music. We're going to use sound, because as you also talk about a lot, sound has been used to control us.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're going to help people become of sound mind and body. And those who are ready, willing, and able to move into the golden age and to be the meek that will re-inherit the earth, then it's time to get in your spaceship. It's time to sit down, take your seat. It's time to wake up from the deep sleep. It's time to rise and shine, because it's a brand new day. It's time for love, peace, and harmony. And we have to forgive those who are based around imperfections. That's what they are. People are ignorant. We can't get angry. We've got to let it go and move on. Live in the moment. Stay focused. Right now is the gift. Right now is the present. Right now is what you get, what you can use to change everything. Because when tomorrow comes, they call it today.
Yes, amen. And we're going to be moving into a state of the eternal now, where we are constantly being, and we can truly be human beings in that sense. That's a whole topic for another show. Doc, it's been a pleasure. I've got your opening track from your album, Keys to the Inner Sanctum One. The song called Breathe is playing in the background. That's also something that you do quite well. Your next visit, I'd like to explore your music and get into the essence of how you've taken all this information you shared tonight and put it into music.
Sure, not a problem. It'd be beautiful.
And
I'd love it.
You're going to be back with us on the 28th of April. I want to let the listening audience know that and encourage everyone to go to elevationtime.com and check out the information Doc has posted there. A lot of good information. Check out his basic paracleanse program, the total body paracleanse program, and some of the other products. You had mentioned, in closing here, you had mentioned the coconut oil. Are you also carrying that on your site?
Yes, I am the distributor for the coconut oil. It is on the website. We also have these now transdermal spray-on magnesium. Your entire body runs based on the amount of magnesium. That is what it fires your electrical potential all the way up. And, you know, Americans have the lowest amount of magnesium of anybody on the planet, and that causes aging. So we have those products on the website at elevationtime.com. And if you're in Los Angeles, come by the store. All the information's on the web.
Okay. Doc, I want to thank you so much for this wonderful information and your patience while we got disconnected. that happens when we hit the truth, let me tell you.
That's right.
Doesn't happen that often, but when every word out of your mouth is the truth, the powers that be get upset. But here we are. We made it back. I want to thank you. I wish you all the best. Looking forward to checking out some of your new products and your site. It looks like you've got a lot more stuff on your site than last time I was there. So,
yeah, we're elevating. We're elevating. And thank you for a wonderful show and all the work that you do and all your listening audience. And keep doing it, man. It's time to rise. Keep talking.
That's what we're doing. We're just doing the same thing over and over. And people are waking up and realizing that they can create something new. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your creative process as well.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, that about does it. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's special guest, Dr. B. Sirius. Again, his website, elevationtime.com. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting the show, either live or in an archive form. Also, blogtalkradio.com. Over at BBS Radio, we'd like to thank Don Newsom for the sound tonight, as well as Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Most of all, we'd like to thank you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me again tomorrow night when our special guest will be talk show host Michael Herzog. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.